Hey, welcome to this hour of the show. Just like to ask you a couple of questions. I'm doing an informal survey as to what people seem to like most about the show. It'll only take a few minutes. Don't worry. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is our very own Mark Leonard. You hear Mark's On the Mark segment each week on the show, his thoughts, his essays about film. Well, it's time for Mark to come in and do his best of 2015 list, his 10 best. We'll talk about his 5 worst, and we'll talk about some other things as well. We have just gotten past the SAG Awards, we are past the Golden Globes, and we are winding ourselves up and getting ready for Oscar in just a few weeks. So Mark will come in and we will talk about all things film. And then we will talk about the most annoying hotel guests. Christina and I have both traveled extensively. We have both been exposed to many annoying hotel guests. You know who they are. Those people that make all kinds of noise, doing all kinds of things at all hours of the morning. And then grabbing too much at the free breakfast in the morning, you get the idea, we'll have the story. We start things off this hour with when customer service goes way, way too far. I ran into a supermarket this week to just get a couple of things because it was a specialty supermarket, okay? I love the store. I'll tell you the name of the store. It's Trader Joe's. They're all over the country. They have some really neat things that you can't find anywhere else. My wife loves the guacamole. I love the chocolate-covered raisins. My son loves the sweet chicken sausage. We all have our favorites. Inner Pea is also a big winner in my house. Anyway, you can't get in there and get out very quickly. Here's a reason why. The lines are always incredibly long. They've never heard of anything called an express line in Trader Joe's. And then you get the inevitable conversation when you're trying to check out. Okay. I was in a rush. I was trying to get to the studio and rather have to go afterwards when I'm tired on the way home. I figured, all right, you know what? I'll stop in, get what I need. I needed 3 things, stick them in the refrigerator here at work, and then off I go home. The person in front of me literally had about 75 items in their carriage, and they have to have a conversation about every single one. Oh, I love these beans. This is the cashier. Have you ever tried them, I don't know, in rice checks or whatever? And you have to have this conversation with every single item that they're buying. And then they finally leave. And you know the most annoying thing, too? You know when you swipe your card and then you're waiting for the cashier to, like, kind of hit a button on his little thing there so it'll go through and authorize it? The conversation about the peanut butter was just so engrossing. He's standing there and he didn't do it. So she's got to swipe it again. And then it finally goes through and she goes off on her way. And here I am with 3 lousy items. Good afternoon, sir. How are you? I'm fine. So what brings you out on this lovely day? First of all, it wasn't lovely. It was kind of cold. It was partly cloudy. To me, that's not lovely. That's dealing with winter. He looks at my sausage, what I had just taken from the shelf, the sweet chicken sausage that my son likes that I just told you about. Oh, this is terrific. If you cut it up, you ever put this with crackers? No. Oh, you really should. Please just ring it up and let me get out of here. Is there a corporate edict where they have to engage in this conversation with everybody about every item? Asking, well, have you done this? Have you tried that? You'll have to come back here to the store and let me know. Sure. I am going to go home and I'm going to cut up this sausage and sandwich it between 2 Ritz crackers. And then I'm going to make it a point 2 days from now to take time out for my day to drive all the way back to Trader Joe's, wait in the long line again and say, you know what? Oh boy, were you right? I mean, that sausage with the Ritz crackers, it is downright ambrosia. How did you come up with such an idea? Really? Do they really think anybody is going to do that? Do they really think people appreciate this? You want to get in, you want to get out. Value my time as much as I value your products. Yes, you can be nice, but don't get into this phony back and forth about every single item. Please, okay? It's almost to the point where I want to buy fewer things so I can have fewer conversations. Your food's really good. The customer service gives me a migraine. Stay with us. Mark Leonard is next. This is America Weekend. And I'm a frustrated Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now? with Ahmad Rashad.
This point guard racked up over 8,000 points in his 13-year NBA career, but he may be best remembered as the shortest player to win the slam dunk contest.
Declared crowd favorite, Webb took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
So where is Anthony Spud Webb now? Spud is currently the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends, the D-League team for the Dallas Mavericks. During the 2011 NBA lockout, he and Dennis Rodman helped coach several women's topless basketball games sponsored by two rival gentlemen's clubs in New York City.
Hi, I'm Gianna, and my position is on top, forward.
Reach in foul on Spud Webb. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As vitamin supplements become more and more necessary while our food quality degrades, old-fashioned vitamin E has reemerged as an interesting new candidate. Between 2 to 5% of Americans have a liver disease which resembles that of drinking alcoholics, though these people are not drinkers. This condition is marked by fat in the liver and seems mostly to affect America's growing number of obese citizens. Cheap grocery store vitamin E is now showing to help many of those with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, most common to people suffering from obesity. Ironically, the common drugs used to treat this condition actually cause weight gain, whereas vitamin E does not. The more we learn about health, the more it gets confirmed that a low-fat, lean, healthy body performs better in both the long and short term. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.